Good morning. This is Jim and Pat Sanders for Farm and Country, and our program is For the Birds.
Today, we're going to talk about almost everyone's favorite bird, the ruby-throated hummingbird. Although there are over 300 hummingbird species in the world, there is only one that lives in our area, and that is the ruby-throated hummingbird. If you have never seen one up close, look it up on the internet or in a book, and you'll realize how beautiful this little bird is. Both the male and female have bright green backs and iridescent color, but the male is distinguished by its black face and its bright ruby throat, which seems to change color from bright to dark as it moves. These birds have short, rapidly moving wings that can beat at a rate of 53 beats per second, and long beaks for probing nectar from flowers.
Ruby-throated hummingbirds feed on nectar from flowers, but also take tiny insects from within the flowers, as well as mosquitoes, gnats, fruit flies, spiders, and small bees, and they even eat sap from trees via woodpecker drill holes. They love sugar water, and this makes it really easy to attract them to your home for observation. If you want to treat yourself to their entertaining activity and antics, put a hummingbird feeder near your house. We've found that the best feeders and easiest to clean are the saucer-shaped ones made by Aspex and Perky Pet. It's important to have one that is simple and easy to clean because they should be rinsed and refilled every few days to keep mold from forming. The red color of the feeder will attract the birds. Use only a solution of 4 parts water to 1 part sugar, and do not add dye, as food color is not necessary and isn't good for the birds.
In addition to observing these birds feeding nearby, attracting them will also give you a chance to see their interactions. You will certainly notice them hovering. They have a great ability to do that. They chase each other from the feeder. They dash around with almost unbelievable agility. Topping that is their mating activity. When the male swoops high in the air and dives down in an incredible display of his maneuverability and prowess. This behavior is, of course, to impress the female enough to attract her for mating.
The nest that the female hummingbird builds is as exquisitely beautiful in its own way as the birds themselves are. It's typically an inch or two in diameter and half an inch to an inch deep, and lined with very soft materials like thistle or milkweed down, along with lichens, and it's all stitched together with spider silk. I hope that you get a chance to see one up close someday. It's quite a work of art. The male hummingbird, by the way, does not help at all with either the nest build or raising the young. When's the best time to set out your feeder so you can see these beautiful birds? We typically hang our hummingbird feeders in early to mid-May, depending on how early the warm weather moves in. I believe that once the blossoms are out on the wild honeysuckles, the hummingbirds must be around. At any rate, we wish you success attracting them because they're a real joy to watch.
We hope you've enjoyed this week's segment. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future programs, you can email us at forthebirds@farmandcountry.org. This has been Pat and Jim Sanders of the Northeast Pennsylvania Audubon Society, and we're For the Birds.